paragraph that begins Od Yeshlomer, Moshe Kosav Moshe, Mashomer Moshe, page Tez Zayin, I'm sorry. Okay, we've learned a couple of ideas so far that I suspect that in yeshiva you haven't learned. The idea of Aramakif, which we learned on the first day that we began, and this idea we learned the last two times about the idea of a neshama being mostly in Shemayim, and the body being sort of the shoe, the nal for the neshama, and that being the remez of shoes and being a remez to the guf, the various ways in which he explained it. The idea of Shlaima, he adds here another concept, which again, I told you at the outset, these are all not concepts from Shas, but concepts from other sources that are handed down. Idea Shlaima, Mashama Mashi Kibble Torah Masra, Hishtanis Malosh and Kabbalah Lemesira. That's what got him going here. The difference between Moshe Kibel and everybody else. We have Messiah. We have Messiah of Torah. And Moshe says Kibel. That is an idea that the Malachim can't say Shira until Klal Yisrael says Shira first. Klal Yisrael, the Kadesh Shemcha Ba'ilam, Shem Shemit Yishmai, Se Bishmei Marayim. The Klal Yisrael's Kedusha, praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is actually before the Malachim. Vinei B'medrash Yisa, Hinei Sulam Mutzav Arza, Dosinai Asvan Didein Kedein. That the Sulam Mutzav Arza, which goes from heaven to earth, is a remez of heaven following earth. Hinei Chazal Ba'olam Deinu, Ba'anashav Liyaseinu Mulubashim B'chaymer, since human beings are gashmias, we might think that we're inconsequential. So what he's saying here is, all an introduction to getting to Moshe Rabbeinu, is that the neshamis that are higher than Malachim. Higher than Malachim. What that means exactly, higher than Malachim, we have to understand. Now, this is the idea of a spiral staircase. That there's an idea that all of the midas, the spiritual midas, are pictured in Nefesh HaChaim like a spiral staircase that goes up. In other words, you have, for example, we're familiar with Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferes, Netzach, Chayid. These are all higher levels. So like in a spiral staircase, it comes around until Chesed comes out again on a second level. We call that Chesed Shebe Gevurah. And it goes around again. And Chesed comes out on a higher level. We call that Chesed Shebe Tiferes. So they're all spiritual things are sort of never-ending, going up from heaven to from earth to heaven. Derech Marshall. Guf L'chayos Hemoi Fanim. Now, you're familiar with the idea that there are many names for the different angels, for the different malachim. So, the guf to the chayos are the efanim, who are under them on this staircase. V'hem neshama la'efanim. And they serve as the neshama for the efanim. V'nishmas ha'chayos u'merakia shagabi rasheim. You go up in this imaginary spiral level of higher and higher madregas and ruchnias. You have efanim, chayos. And above them is the neshama of a person who believes in Torah. He doesn't say tzaddikim. He says somebody who's a ma'amin, his neshama is in a higher level than the neshamas of the angels. At some point, the Gemara says that we stop making cheshbainis, what's higher? Nishmas b'nei adam ha'mamin b'Torah. Okay. Beryl says that Eifanim Chayes, he would hold out the same madrega, but we have to learn Reb Chaim Volozhin holds. So what are you going to do? I can explain it to you, but it would take the rest of the 20 minutes that we have. Okay, so what he's saying is, his point is not even the Chayes and the Eifanim. His point is that the Nishmas B'nei Adam is higher. Vavram Yitzchak leizachu lahir nishamis elu b'shleimis, rak Yaakov, zachu lezeh. The neshama of Yaakov was the highest one, v'haya be'emes mitas yishleima. U'b'Yisrael atzman yesh neshama echa gavayim echaveira. Here, I'll be able to explain it to you a little better, because this drasha looks some cipher. The connection of the malachim to our neshamis, I know from here and from Nefesh HaChaim. I'm not familiar with it from any other source. There is a drasha that explains what he's saying now. That b'Yisrael atzman yesh nishmas ha'echad gavayim echaveira. That even in Klal Yisrael, this sort of spiral continues, so that the spirits and the neshamis of every yid, depending on where you are in the staircase, any yid who's a mamon b'tayra has his place, and he is the what's above him. All the neshamis go up, so my neshama only reaches a certain point, but if someone greater than me, his neshama is above me, I can be yainik chiyus from him. Im kein nishvas chaveiroi hu guf negdoi. So that all the neshamas, every neshama is connected somehow. Every neshama is somehow a chelik l'kam imal. And the neshama of all maminim is on the top of this ladder that we can imagine. Aval harishon v'hagdolah shebechol klolos Yisrael, who are rishon. The highest one is Ashimenu Miisha Yishavun Kol Yisrael Vukol Makulam. The highest level that counts that everybody gets yinika from. Hine Moshe Haya Kol Mesamach Riba Nishamis Yisrael Hu Haya Sharshan Mizeh Shamru Sheshmei Eself Rag Liha Meshar Anechi Bikirbay. So he's saying this. He's not alluding to Aravis. Aravis is a part of this. He's saying the source of Aravis. What he's saying the following, that all neshamas have a yiniko, and all neshamas that are kadesh have a yiniko one from the other. All kedusha is yainik one from the other. So that we can imagine that even though we're all different people, but each of us draws a spiritual energy in a way that's connected. That's connected one to the other. So even though I have no shaykhis to the very high madragas, nevertheless, I'm somewhere on this ladder and I have some sort of a connection. Now, what does that do for me? We're not Balei Kabbalah, so what does that do exactly for me? So the Sefer Nisdrashis explains the following. He talks about a number of things. He talks, for example, about davening. That is an idea which is very hard to understand, that the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah put the Kavonis into davening, and we just daven, and we plug ourselves into the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah. Now, it's a little hard to understand. How does that work exactly? How am I plugging myself into people who lived centuries ago? And I'm davening a davening, and we have this idea that I plug myself in. What does it mean I plug myself in? It's a Gemara in Tainis on Daf Ches that says even if Yid davens without Kavana, other davenings are Mala, that davening. What does it mean the Mala, that davening? The idea of the way some Sefer explains is the following, that all Mamin and Betaira are like one guf. That's his example. Now you picture one body. The body has a head, and the body has arms, and the body has a heart, and the body has feet, and the body has intestines too that don't even smell so good. But Klal Yisrael are all the neshamas, all the kedusha of Klal Yisrael is all connected in the concept of one guf, the idea of being one guf. If you had to picture it, you know that every molecule has particles, tiny particles that spin around the atom. And everything is separate, really. Every subatomic particle is separate. It doesn't matter. At the end of the day, when you have a body, so you can tell me scientifically I'm a lot of cells and a lot of atoms, a lot of molecules, but I still feel like one guf. There are a lot of different pieces. The Knesset Yisrael is one guf. And since Knesset Yisrael is one guf, we are connected one to another, all of Klal Yisrael. And the neshamas are connected. So, for example, some Sefer Yisakasha. He said, this is in the tshuva Kusamach Vav, Yisakasha. There was a whole tumult in the generation of the Maharal in the 1600s about the piyot, machnisei rachemim, that we said, that most of us still say in the Maharal. Machnisei rachemim, bring our tefillahs before God. So we said, we don't need an emtsai to daven before God. So there were those that were strongly opposed to any idea. We have a Kabbalah. Any Jew davens directly in front of the Bayrei Adam. So don't tell me Machdisi Rachmin, Machdisi Rachmin of Nebala Rachmin. We'll daven directly with it to God. The problem is that we find in Nach, some say, yes, we find in Nach that they went to Tzadikin to daven for them. We find that when she lost her child, the Isha Hashanamis went to Elisha to daven. I mean, you go to Elisha to daven, Bala Rachman, we daven directly to Hashem. What's the difference? So he explains this idea that the ruchnius of all yidden is one guf. And the guf has a head, and the guf has feet. Where I am, I don't know. You know, I suspect somewhere in the toe area, which I mean, I don't know. I don't know where we are. Nobody knows where he is. But we're all part of this guf of Klal Yisrael. And therefore, there's a oneness of Klal Yisrael that makes that the ruchnius of all yidden are connected. So if one yid is davening for another yid, it's not an emtsoi. It's part of the guf helping the other guf. One chelik of a guf helping another chelik of the same guf. He answers with this, why a person could... how can I daven for someone else's ruchnius? I should daven, someone else should do tshuva. The Marashoy is the kashin in the first parak in Brachas that yitamu chatoim v'lo yitamu chaitim. How do you daven for someone else's ruchnius? For your own ruchnius, you have schosim, you daven. So he says the same idea, that in ruchnius, everybody's connected. Everybody's draws a shefa from everybody else. That's why yidden need other yidden. Yid who's alone is in tremendous ruchnius de kasakana.
That means the assumption is that there's at least one person that has complete kahana and is doing everything properly.
That's my shorben. That's what he's saying, the Moshe Kibble.
Okay, so that's in that time period.
Time is just, the Moshe Rabbeinu is still around. You know, whatever time is exactly. He's saying, he brings Chazals that say Moshe Rabbeinu was 600,000 people. He brings here, the Medrash says, you know, you all know the Medrash says, the Rashi brings that in Mitzrayim, they gave birth to six in one shot. So he brings here, Oidomur Chazal B'medrash, Ishaach is Yelda Samach Ribay. Now, one woman gave birth to 600,000 children. That's a lot for one pregnancy. Imagine the brisson.
So does negativity among the Neshamas pull you down?
I can't answer that because he doesn't explain. I can venture to guess that it fails you from pulling up. But this or that, I don't know. But Moshe Rabbeinu, Ishaach is Yelda Shisham Ribay. He says, that's Yecheved. It doesn't mean all the women gave birth to 600,000. Yecheved gave birth to 600,000 because Moshe Rabbeinu is Neshama, which is the highest on this staircase. And after that, you're not allowed to understand Malamayla, but in the hierarchy. So Moshe Rabbeinu is the top. He's Kailal everybody. Everybody draws a hashpah from him. So this is the way that he understands what Gary asked. I just remembered. It's in Harius. It talks about a special carbon for the Nasi. I don't remember who explains, but the Mefarshim HaGemara says, ki yechde ba'ashma sa'om. It says, Nasi ki yechde ba'ashma sa'om. The Nasi will sin because of the sins of the people. Which means to say, now a Nasi does a sin, he's responsible for his sin. But were it not for the connection to people who are not worthy, he wouldn't be dragged down that way. So it appears that there is such an idea of dragging down. In Nishmas is a beautiful tefillah we say every Shabbos, which it's unique in many ways. It's not psukim like most of our davening, but there appears to be something of a stira in the poetry of it, because we start by saying, if all our limbs were as big as could be, we can't say praise to you, God. It doesn't matter how big our mouths and eyes would be. And then we say,
it wouldn't be enough.
And then we say, the same Evarim, Lashon. We said before the Lashon is not worthy. Lashon, I'm to be fino. Hey, Nehem Yaidu, we have Aruch, Yishabi, Yifar, we have Yishabi, we have Yishabi,
we
have Yishabi,
we have Yishabi.
I guess Pashup Shad is Afal PK. Some Seifer says that if. Some Seifer says, if you're an individual, you can't do anything. Well, you're going to praise God. You know, You know, it's like it says, it doesn't matter how many donkeys you have, there's no minion. Like I say, you need 10 people for a minion. How many donkeys do you need for a minion? There's no number of donkeys that can make even the 10th yid for a minion. Right? It's a different sukkah. So you're going to go praise the Rabbi Nishalal and what's Shaykh. But if you see yourself as part of the collective, when we do it together, then it's Shaykh to do it. This is Hamsef is saying this. I'm not telling it too. He says all these nekudas to try to be masbir. This idea of the ruchni is being all connected into one, and being yoinik one from the other, and when yidna yoinik one from the other, then there's atzloch in avodas Hashem. When yid tries to do it himself, he can't do it. So, what? Have Jews
got? Could Jews have ever gotten punished for anything? We still have the week of the Osher Rabbeinu.
It's certainly possible for Jews to be punished even with the Anika for Moshe. The total goof is not what it's supposed to be. However, the punishments work. We're not perfect because Moshe Rabbeinu achieved perfection. We have a Anika of Ruchnius. When people do Averis, the person can be Chayav Misa or Malchus anyway.
That's the chorus. Cuts himself off.
Maybe. The chorus will mean to separate yourself. Okay. Fits into the Lashon. Before Moshe Rabbeinu. He seems to say, well, there was no Tzibur of Klal Yisrael. There was Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and the Shvatim, and a couple hundred years, and there was still no Tzibur of Klal Yisrael. The Tzibur of Klal Yisrael started from Yitzchak Mitzrayim, or Matan Torah. That's when Klal Yisrael became a Tzibur. Taka wasn't. Now,
so if there's this idea that there's this collective that's inherent among Jews, why do we need a minion or anything? What's
that? That's the Brisker Rav. There's a Brisker Rav. There's a Pasuk. You'll help me. The Pasuk says, Kimi goy gadol asher loy elakim kreiv meilav kashem lekenu b'chol kareinu olam. So in other nation that could daven to Hashem like Hashem yitzes are davening. So in the Grizal Torah, he says, what do you mean? Shlomo Melech said that all Goyim Kadavin, every guy Kadavin, Goyim, that Phyllis are answered. Shlomo Melech said they Kadavin towards the Kaisel too, and towards the Beis HaMikdash too. So the Brisker Rav answers, yeah, but they don't have Tzibur. There's no concept of Tfilas HaTzibur. That Klal Yisrael, Kimi Goyim, Ashkim, Ashkim, Kim, Kraivim, Elov, Kashem Lekenu, Bechol Kareinu, Elov. Whenever Yit calls, at whatever level, we can plug in Tashik Nasakdaila. We can plug into the spiritual energy of the others because we're Gufechad. So this is the idea of Moshe Kibbutz Mitzrayim Sinai, is this idea that in the hierarchy that goes up to Sinai, Moshe Rabbeinu is the top rung of the ladder, if you can use that expression. Moshe Rabbeinu is the top rung of the ladder. And a person is connected, that's how he's connected to. And that's why I mentioned the other day that Moshe was the only Yid that developed his entire life without other Jews. Moshe Rabbeinu lived until age 80 outside of connection to any other Yid. I mean, Avraham Avinu did too, but he didn't have much of a choice. But Avraham Avinu went around being Bekarev people, not so with Moshe. Because Moshe Rabbeinu sort of was the one who made it on his own. Because he reached a level that nobody else reached. Moshe ain't came otherwise now. Now, I would think to add something practical, if I may, that if you want to plug in to the Achdus of Klal Yisrael, you have to sense it. I don't know if you have to, but it will make sense that the more you sense that you're plugged into to the Achdus of Klal Yisrael, or the Arvus, like you said, of Klal Yisrael, that more shaychus you have to the whole idea. But this idea is an idea, even the idea that says that if you don't have kavanah in davening, another yitz kavanah, they say in a minyan, one person is mechavin by Atakadish, and one person mechavin by Atachainain, Baruch Aleinu by Parnassa, a few people are mechavin, and Atzadikim, a few others, and everybody together does a tefillah. Rav Pam used to say, B'shem the Me'iri, it's a Me'iri in Saita, that when you say a tefillah without kavana, it says it's like a tefillah without wings, but it's still there. Later on, a tefillah with wings can propel it to Shemayim. I think the Me'iri says that every 40 days there's this kayach. And that's why Golias tried to stop Klal Yisrael from davening for 40 days. Every day, that's the kayach of Ischachus of 40 days. But be that as it may, this is the idea. Again, I think it's basically a new idea. Like I said, you don't hear about this in the Yeshivish Masechtas, even in the Pirushim al Torah. As I said at the outset, that's what the Rachayim is. The Rachayim is to introduce to these ideas. So Moshe Kibbel Torah Messina is the idea, like both Pshatim, what we learned the other night, we learned tonight, is the uniqueness of Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Gemara always says, Moshe Shapi Kamrit. Any God Ladar is called Moshe. Because his Yanika is the Yanika from Moshe Rabbeinu. All right, so he does go on this idea. What I would like to do next time is move to the Heavy Masunim Adin, Heima Yuaimrim, and to get to the next part of this. So next week, God willing, Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday.